Hello, this is Every Distant Utopia, and here are some answers and also some thoughts. This is actually the third time I'm recording this. The first time, it was just way too scrambled, so I kind of organized things a little bit. I wanted to go in unscripted, and I still am unscripted, but I at least like outlined topics. The second time was several weeks ago, and now that I have been, I'm slightly more aware. I thought I would just update this real quick. So here's take number three. Anyways, couple things first. Three things. One, I'm okay, obviously. I was okay. I was safe. So thank you for people who are worried about that. Number two, I'm sorry for the way that I disappeared. I don't feel good about that. I understand that a lot of people kind of felt like it feels a little vain to say a lot of people. Some people felt like they kind of had the rug pulled out from underneath them when that happened, and I don't feel great about that. I think that's a very valid feeling to have, so I just wanted to acknowledge that and apologize. I feel like there are ways that could have been handled better on many different levels or fronts, but here we are. And then number three, thank you for being concerned and or missing me. Again, it feels really conceited to say, but like for people who like made sad comments or like sad posts or whatever, chances are I noticed at some point, and it meant something to me, so I appreciated that, so thank you. Anyway, so this audio is basically going to be like a fake questionnaire that I wrote for myself, which again sounds very conceited when I say it out loud, but that was the only way I could like articulate some of the things that I thought people might want me to go through, and also some of the things that I wanted to go through. So we're just going to jump right into it. Number one, where did you go? Let's be real, I'm not going to talk about it. But I think it'd be really funny if people just kept asking me, and I could just like give people like the most deranged possible responses, like I just woke up from a 3-year coma, or like I don't know, like I was like studying the blade and like the mountains or something like that. Anyways, question number two, are you going to stay? I don't usually like to name drop people, but I know in a past post, Todd said that nobody makes porn forever. And it's probably true. Like very few people do it forever. And then I think someone else, I think Galanthia said when people come back, they don't really come back. And out of spite, I kind of just wanted to prove both of them wrong. But again, like, I'm not going to make promises. All I know is that I'm here for now. The first time I did this, I think I was in a weird holding pattern in my life. And I now find myself in another weird holding pattern in my life. So here I am. I do know that the person that I would most like to prove wrong is Galanthia. I have the intention of posting consistently on a weekly basis for now. I guess we'll get into that later, but I don't know. I wouldn't worry about it too much, about like what's going to happen in the future. All I know is that like hopefully I am a more mature human being who, if I have to leave again for whatever reason, I will be able to handle it in a more sensible and communicative way. Question number three. This one is mostly for me. What's the deal with all the usernames? Okay, so Every Distant Utopia with a dash now, unfortunately. I don't like it, but here we are. Is still the main account. Every audio that I make is going to get posted on this account. And it will always be free. And we'll get into that later. Reputation to Vista is the account that I have been using to post for the past couple weeks. Part of me was not ready to come back as Every Distant Utopia at the moment, just because I needed some life things to get settled. And part of me was curious to see if I could shake it without the name. And that's part of why that's one of the reasons I wanted to re-record this, is because now I've been posting as Reputation to Vista for a little bit. And it turns out, A, it's really fucking hard to get noticed. And B, I don't think anybody fucking cares who I am, actually. I think I've been gone for so long that, like, anybody who liked listening to me... that's a very high generalization to make. many people who listened to me in the past do not seem to be looking for me, which makes a lot of sense, right? That makes a lot of sense. I think I literally posted an audio on Reputation Vista's account that was titled Ever Distant Utopia, and like, I don't think I hit the front page of GWA for more than half an hour, which it was hilarious for me, but also, I was just kind of messing around with that account. This is the account moving forward. GWA Avalon is the account that I'll in the future be using to post to the subreddit. It's basically just for shit that I don't feel like flooding backstage with. So like questionnaires that I don't feel like are important enough to post to backstage, song covers that I don't feel like I put enough effort into to post to backstage. I don't know how that's gonna go, because now like Reddit has like profiles that you can post to, apparently. So like, I kind of like the idea of Ever Distant Utopia's post history still being like just audios and like more high level, like high effort, like backstage post. But I don't know, we'll see. But that's it, right? So Reputation Vista is getting retired. Ever Distant Utopia is the audio account, and GW Avalon is the meta/ramble/low effort song cover post account. Next question. I forget what number we're on. I don't think I numbered these. 1, 2, 3, 4. Other platforms. There are no other platforms. Community comes first. If you want to find me, then just come to the Oddballs Discord. I don't think I ever want to have like a Discord server or like a Patreon. I think it's great for people who do. This is another reason why I wanted to re-record this, because we're currently on the other side of a lot of discourse regarding... Well, I don't know, I'm not, but some people are on the other side of a lot of discourse revolving around like the listener and like performer dynamic. I consider myself to be both equally. I don't know. I mean, obviously, I've listened to more audios than I've created, right? But like, I don't know, it's not important. Basically, I'm never, ever, ever going to have my own Discord, because I would rather just hang out with my friends in the Oddball server. So if you want to find me, I'm there. What else? Yeah, nothing I ever make is ever going to be paywalled. Because I don't know, I don't want to make this, I don't want to involve money in this, so yeah, I don't know, maybe I'll make a Twitter, maybe I might not, I don't know, Twitter seems a little scary, I'm not a Twitter user to begin with, so basically, what you need to know is if you give a shit, just stay on Reddit, it's the same as it always has been. I'm not gonna make a Patreon, so, we're bringing porn for free back to the people, I guess. Next question. This is 5, I think. Old audios. I uploaded everything that I found to Soundgasm. Not everything I made is going to be there. Somebody a long time ago saved, or I don't know, at some point saved a bunch of my old shit. You should never do that. I don't care, personally. It actually helped me out a little bit, because now I have something to post to the Soundgasm, but like, you should not do that to other people without their consent. But I'm getting distracted. Basically, if you are looking for an old audio and it's not on the Soundgasm, I couldn't find it. There are a couple that I am sad about, right? Holy Knight and Demon Lord is gone. Nine Circles of Hell is gone. A lot of like the fan works, like the Captain America and like the Batman vs. Superman, those are gone. A lot of the M4M ones didn't survive, which I'm a little sad about. It also tells me a little bit about whoever saved the audios in the first place. I think it would be good if we don't dwell on missing the old audios, or if we don't dwell on the old audios being around, and we just make some fun new creative ideas. Yeah, how about that? Let's move forward. Speaking of which, that's the last question I had written down, which is, what's next audio-wise? I just wanted to put it out there. I think I noted that I was planning on posting weekly. I don't think the two audios a week is going to happen, but we'll see. All I know is that I would like to do at least once a week because I don't like content droughts. So for now, we're gonna go with that, and we're gonna see what happens and where that takes us. I did want to say there are a couple things that I'm not currently in a great mental state to be ready for. I would love to record some of like the old MSUB stuff that I used to do, but I'm very skittish about it at the moment. I think we'll get there because this has always been a very safe place for me to explore and express those things. I think it's funny. So like there's a subreddit called like Egg IRL, and I'm like, I've been like creating and posting content like this since before that subreddit existed. That's pretty funny. Still cis though, am I? I don't know. Egg. That's not a conversation I'm ready to have. I'm also not really ready to drop a lot of like romantic albums. What I mean by that is like I'll say stuff like I love how blank feels, right? But I'm not gonna say like the ILU. I'm not really in a place where I want to be making that or like really entrenched BFE, which may be a disappointment. I don't know. Again, it feels so conceited to like think that people actually like gave a shit. I mean, I think we'll get there eventually. I just mean for now, for like the immediate future, I'm not ready to tackle those things, and we'll get there. So if you were looking for those things, we'll get there. Just be a little bit patient with me. I'm sorry. I'm skirting around the idea of using romance in ways that isn't that. So not everything is just going to be like psychos and rape. So don't worry about that. I think it'd be cool if we did like HD remakes of lost audios, right? Because I was talking about like, you know, like Holy Knight and a Demon Lord or whatever that audio was called is gone. But what if we like that audio was made in like 2015, right? And now it's 2021. So what if we remade it and we made it better, right? Like, I already have ideas. I don't even remember what was in the old one, but I remember what wasn't. And that'd be cool, right? If we remade old content and we just did it better. But I don't want to do it all the time because, again, I don't want to ride off of old ideas. I don't want to try new things. And there are only so many of those I can do anyway, so I don't know. We'll see. But, that's all I had for Q&A. So if that's all you're here for, you can turn off the audio. The rest of this is just going to be, like, selfish rambles. Just, like, thoughts that I had. This is much less scripted, but... I mean, the other part wasn't scripted either, but, like... I have even less outline here. But again, I wanted to start with shoutouts is what I have written down. I'm going to break a couple rules here. I don't like naming people, but there will be people named in the next like 10 minutes. So I figure it's fine if I do it like once, right? I subscribe pretty heavily to like the none named, none forgotten philosophy, but I don't know. I just wanted to talk about it a little bit, and I have kind of an order about this that I want to go out and or go about in. So the first shout out, I guess, is to I don't like the idea of referring to people as fans because I think that's ridiculous. Because like people leave me comments and then I respond to them, and then like when they leave me a lot of consistent comments, like I kind of feel like in some way like they became like a friend, right? So like I prefer to refer to people as friends and not fans, but like I think there are actually like fans out there, the ones that I like had no method possibly of interacting with that I just like never acknowledged in the past, right? So a couple of them, I think there are two big groups that I've never really acknowledged properly. One of them is Tumblr. That one really surprised me one day. Somebody was like, hey, you're people like following you on Tumblr. And I was like, what? I don't even have a Tumblr. But so like, if you were a Tumblr person, again, I don't want to use the word fan. If you were a Tumblr person and you liked listening to me and you expressed that or whatever it is people do on Tumblr, thank you. I noticed some of you out there, and that was really cool to realize. And then the second group was, this feels really weird to say, but like the Koreans. I didn't know they were out there until much, much later. But somebody was like, there's a Korean forum of people who are like, who like talk about audios, and like, there are people who like you. And I was like, that's really cool. Like, I don't even speak that language, or understand it. And it's very neat to know that, like, there are people from a completely different culture, completely opposite side of the world, like, that this content is getting to. And that made me feel really happy. In a kind of a selfish way, but like, that was really cool, and I always wanted to do something to acknowledge those two groups. I think those were the two that surprised me the most. And then the third is just like, anybody who is just like a lurker. Like, if you just listened and like never commented or like never PM'd or like never talked to me, but like you like listened to my stuff and you enjoyed it, then I wanted to give you a shout out as well. That's the third group, because like, your presence was like just as important, I think, to me as anybody who commented. It just like, even if I didn't know who you were, just the fact that you were out there was important to me, so thank you. That matters. And now we're getting into, I like originally had like a whole thing where I like give a bunch of shout outs to like a bunch of people, but I just like don't like the idea of missing people. Do I want to talk about this? Maybe some other time. We'll cover it some other time, but let's just talk about a couple really important people. Suits and Miss were on my outline literally 3 times as people to talk about. They were the first people I ever talked to when I showed up here originally, and it just meant a lot to see that they were still supporting the community in the way that they do, and giving so many people like a safe place to be. Like, even when I was gone, and sometimes things got, like, really hard or upsetting, I would just, like, every now and then I would just see that they were still, like, modding, and they were still, like, hosting a chat server and stuff like that, and it just gave me comfort to know that, like, there was a place out there that, like, they had, and that it was still safe, so, yeah. And then the other person I wanted to mention is Brinstead, or for the rest of you, Crimson, I guess. I've been calling him Crimson for the past like month on my fake username, and it drove me insane, and now I can finally call him Brinstead again. But I mean, everything I had to say to Brinstead, I've already said to him. But thanks for being one of the best friends that somebody could possibly ask for. So I skipped a lot of stuff that I had written down, because I don't think that's stuff I want to talk about here, but wanted to end this with a couple thoughts on things that have changed and things that haven't changed. Things that have changed a lot, there are a lot of things that have leveled up. Scripts, audios, just in general, like the people who are writing scripts and like performing audios, like I feel like everybody's just gotten so much better, and that's so cool and also very intimidating to see, but it's very exciting. Collabs, what the fuck, like there are so many more collabs now, and like with so many more people in them, like, oh wow, that's crazy. Like, there used to not be this many collabs, I feel like, and that's very cool to see that people are like working together and like synthesizing their content. I haven't listened to a lot of them because I don't know. I can't even like tell people's voices apart for now, but I'm sure like eventually I'll get there. Seems like Gentle FDOM has become a lot more popular than it used to be. Like 5 or 6 years ago, it was a lot harder to find that kind of content, I feel like. So that's pretty neat. I'm pretty happy about that. Oh man, Pastebin? Oh no! That sucks, because there's so many people who like have so many good like old scripts out there, and now they're no longer accessible, and that's rough. So that sucks. That's a sad one. Stuff that hasn't changed? I have Suits and Miss on here again. This was the third place where I had them, but just like it's been nice to have to know that they are just like have been consistently at this. Todd still doesn't use capital letters. That hasn't changed. My voice hasn't changed. I'm a little sad about that. I always thought when I started this hobby, I guess is what we'll call it, that like my voice would like mature. I'd become more like, I don't know, like daddy, like I'd get more of like that, like a little bit of a rasp or like that, like manliness, like that little bit of edge to my voice. And it's just kind of like the same shit. So yeah, it is what it is. Nobody likes their own, well, very few people like their own voices. I don't like my own voice, but here we are. The last one is the most important one, is Soundgasm has not changed. There's still the one Soundgasm person out there just being everybody's hero. I don't think anybody consciously gives enough credit to Soundgasm as it deserves, myself included. Like, I don't do this, but I think I'm gonna start, like, every time I upload an audio, I'm gonna be like, thank you, Soundgasm person, like, because they have given so many people a way to express and explore and feel things. And that's clearly changing a lot of people's lives. So thank you, Soundgasm person. I definitely know Soundgasm person is not listening to this, but this is my own selfish screaming into the void. Thank you, Soundgasm person. That's all I have. I managed to get this down from an hour to 22 minutes, 23 minutes, so I feel pretty good about that. And I have to go tag a bunch of audios now. Yeah, I honestly don't think people are really going to give a shit. I don't think a lot of people who, like, knew I existed, like, are still around. There's a lot of turnover, so I don't know, we'll see. I mean, like, it's whatever, we'll build it again, we'll build it better this time. That's all I got. It's time to go post some audios, I guess. Bye.